We continue our coverage as the exclusive home of the 2025 Mother-in-Law Pickleball Championship Challenge-a-mania.
I can't believe the entire sports department didn't go down there with the Hank Van and cover this.
We had press credentials available. We did. I gave one to like an 8-year-old kid who was just, you know, playing school and everybody out there. It was me and Elle against mother-in-law-to-be, Elle's mom, Patricia, and her cousin, Cindy. And while I was instructed, I did basically generally learn the rules.
Don't dink her too hard.
Don't dink too hard.
You stayed out of the kitchen.
I didn't even ask what was going on in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's kind of like mom on Thanksgiving.
Through games 1 and 2, where we were paired with the people that knew how to play pickleball, Elle and I, I felt like it was getting better. And then...
Yeah.
And then we get to... Elle and I as a team against Patricia and Cindy, and we score the 1 point to their 11.
Yeah.
Got smoked.
It's like they're pool hustlers. They make you think you're good. Then boom, in for the kill.
Cindy won $60 off of me. No. Though the press didn't attend, we did have cameras and microphones rolling. We started with Cindy in the post-pickleball press conference.
Okay, well, yeah, about that. Post-pickleball wrap-up. Brought to you by Henson Metal, Nations Pure Chevrolet, and God. Cousin Cindy, we're going to start with you.
Yes.
Y'all, we played 3 games. We played 3 games. You know, there were the 2, the mixed, and then the one where you and Patricia at the end. We scored a point.
Yeah, a point.
Elle and I, a point. A point.
And who scored that?
I don't know.
It was you, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think it was.
Did I score the point?
Right. Yeah.
The point.
Okay.
That's in the genes. She scored the point.
I know where I stand. That's good. I need to know. I mean, I have a future in pickleball?
I think you have a future with Elle, but you need more pickleball practice.
Okay. But I don't need more practice in the Elle department.
I think you're good.
You're good. So that's fantastic.
I think she said yes.
That was before I saw him play pickleball.
So far, so good, but, you know, it's still early. It's fresh off of the game yesterday.
Have you thought about moving the wedding up? I mean, just out of curiosity.
With the way yesterday afternoon, I actually thought about moving at some point. But no, then the mother-in-law-to-be, Patricia.
Okay, Patricia.
Yes, sir.
Are you proud that I, as a pickleball amateur, be proud of me joining your family with what I just showed there on the pickleball court?
I'm proud of you joining my family. The pickleball thing, we're going to have to work on this a little bit longer.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
If you could give me 1 pointer for pickleball, what would it be?
Keep playing.
Can you give me 1 pointer? Marriage advice.
Oh, honey. We don't have time for that today.
Just keep playing?
Call me.
Just keep playing?
No, you call me.
Okay, all right. Isn't it amazing this whole time? We haven't talked wedding once. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Somebody better get on it.
Oh.
Chop, chop.
Yeah.
Let's play another game.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There it is. Pickleball. Which I've learned now, the beauty of it. Pickleball.
It's beautiful.
Doesn't matter if you're good at it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're bad. All that matters is that there's something way more important out there you should be focusing on that it can distract you from. That is the lesson that I learned.
It's fantastic.
Brings families together, Heather. Brought ours together.
I'm so impressed.
The rematch evidently is on Thanksgiving. So
waking up the Westoplex. Yep. It's KB and Heather Lee.